Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke chapter 18 on our journey through the Word today, with lessons on the danger of believing that you are a good person, plus directions from Jesus for going to heaven, and starting off with two parables about prayer. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he wants them to learn not just what to pray, but how to pray. And speaking of prayer, how often should you pray? How long should you keep praying for something before you give up? Jesus has answers for us, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.'" So Jesus tells this story about an ungodly judge and the woman who kept pestering him, so that you will learn to pray and always pray and not give up. Now Jesus isn't saying that God is like an unjust judge. What he's saying is that God is so much better. Even an unjust man will help you out if you are persistent enough in asking him. So how much more will the God who loves you help you out? Now, of course, if you're asking for things that are wicked or selfish or self-glorifying or just plain ridiculous, please stop. But if your prayers are for what is good, then don't give up. At verse 7, Jesus says, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly." Then in verse 9, we have another parable about prayer. But this time, Jesus is talking to a specific audience. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. So Jesus wants to talk to all those who are self-righteous, the ones who are quite sure that they are really good people. Now, the word self-righteous is basically being right in your own eyes. Righteous means being right with God, but a self-righteous man doesn't care so much about what God thinks, or he assumes that God approves because he meets his own standards. Hey, this was me for a long time before God humbled me. Now, I wasn't snooty or anything like that, but I really thought that I was good, or at least better than most. And of course, I thought God must approve because I was such a great guy. Now, it's true God loved me that whole time, but he wasn't so fond of my self-righteousness. So why doesn't God like self-righteousness? The same reason we don't like it. As it says in verse 9, self-righteous people look down on everybody else. They think that being good makes them better than the other people around them. In reality, their attitude just makes them religious hypocrites. So Jesus tells a story about one self-righteous man and one outright sinner. In verse 10, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.'" Now the lesson here is about humility and about prayer. The Pharisee prays, but all he wants to talk to God about is what a good person he is. Interesting, the phrase that says he prayed about himself can also be translated he prayed to himself. When all you want to do is talk about yourself, talk to the mirror, not to God. He is never impressed by your boasting. But humble yourself before him. That doesn't mean put yourself down. It means be honest and remember who you're talking to. God loves honest and humble prayer. And when you humble yourself, he will exalt you. Later in the chapter, we get an intriguing encounter between Jesus and a young man who seems to have it all together. He's rich, he's young, and he's a ruler. Not the kind that measures things and makes straight lines. He's a ruler who's in charge. And in verse 18, he has a question. It says, "A certain ruler asked Jesus, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?'" So the question is simple. How do I go to heaven? But Jesus' response isn't what you might expect. He doesn't just say to the man, "Believe in me and repent of your sins and you'll go to heaven." But why not? Because this man has something in the way of following Jesus. So at verse 19, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. So before Jesus answers the question, he reminds this young man that no one is good but God. See, this man's primary problem is that he already thinks he's a good person. He wants to go to heaven, but in his eyes, he probably thinks he deserves to go there anyway. And Jesus meets this man where he is at. He thinks he's good, but self-righteous people often fool themselves into believing they are good by looking only at the rules they keep while ignoring the others. So Jesus names the Ten Commandments, but notice he lists only five of them, which means five are still missing. Pay attention and you'll notice the five mentioned have something in common. They are all about how you treat your neighbor. Left out are all the commandments about love for God and one about envy. Remember, the guy is rich. And the first commandment is, you will have no other gods before me. What could that have to do with this young man? Keep in mind, the guy is rich, and he's a nice rich guy. He treats people well, which is good, but his money has a hold on him. Remember when Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. Specifically, you cannot serve both God and money. So in verse 22, when Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Now the question that started all this was a simple one. How do I inherit eternal life? How do I go to heaven, basically? So what was the real answer? Jesus said he lacks just one thing. But does giving all your wealth to the poor get you a ticket to heaven? No. The one thing he needed was following Jesus. But Jesus recognized that it would be impossible for this man to follow him if he kept all his stuff. Now, Jesus doesn't say that having money is inherently bad or sinful. As John Corson puts it, the problem wasn't that this man possessed riches, but that riches possessed him. This young ruler is a perfect picture of what Jesus said back in Luke 17:33. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. In other words, if you try to live for this life, you'll lose what life is all about. You have to let go of this life to grab hold of the eternal life. And sometimes the more you have in this life, the harder it is to let go. In verse 24, Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." Notice that Jesus doesn't just say heaven, but the kingdom of God. And to get into God's kingdom, Jesus must be your one and only king. Read Luke 18 today and take time to consider how you pray and consider what things you might be holding on to that are preventing you from following Jesus. Let go of your grip on this world and grab a firm hold on God's kingdom.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.